Mo'adim L'Simcha, and of course we have today the Tefillot of Chol HaMoed, so it's worth flagging up a number of the important details to do with the Chol HaMoed davening. Perhaps the most important things to point out are, of course, we have a number of changes to the Amidah at this time of year. We have to remember that we're no longer saying Mashiv HaRuach HaMoed HaGeshem. We're replacing V'tein Talumatar in the ninth bracha with V'tein Bracha, and we're going to be saying Leviavo in the bracha of Ritzei. All of these changes to the Amidah are critical, meaning that if you either miss them out or say the wrong thing, then you're going to need to repeat. If you forget to say, if you forget not to say Mashiv HaRuach, then you're going to have to go back to the beginning of the Amidah. If you forget to say V'tein Bracha, and instead you say V'tein Talumatar. So if you haven't yet finished the Amidah, you go back to Barech Aleinu. If you finish the Amidah, you need to go back to the beginning. And if you miss saying Yalev Yavo, you need to go back to Ritzei if you haven't yet finished the Amidah. And if you have, you need to go back to the beginning. Yalev Yavo is different on Chol HaMoed to on Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh, if you miss out Yalev Yavo at night, then you don't have to repeat the Amidah. But on Chol HaMoed, even at night, if you miss it out, you do have to repeat the Amidah. A further difference in the tefillah on Pesach is that we don't say Mizmor L'Todah in Pesukei Dezimra, even on Chol HaMoed. We never say Mizmor L'Todah on Shabbat and Yom Tov because the Korban Todah wasn't brought on Shabbat and Yom Tov. Chol HaMoed Sukkot, we do say it, but Chol HaMoed Pesach, we don't say it because the Korban Todah was a Korban which had Chametz brought as part of the bread offerings, and obviously that can't be brought on Pesach. After the Amidah, we say Hallel B'Dilug, or part Hallel, so we miss out two paragraphs. Hallel on Chol HaMoed Pesach is a minhag rather than an absolute din. The Gemara in Masechet Arachin lists the 18 occasions when we say full Hallel, and Chol HaMoed Pesach, and indeed the last days of Pesach, are not mentioned. But we say partial Hallel with a bracha, the same rules applying there as apply to Rosh Chodesh. Tefillin, there are different minhagim about wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The generally speaking Sfardim don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. That's how the Mechaber Paskins in the Shulchan Aruch or Chaim Siman Lamed Aleph. The Rama Paskins and the Ashkenazim do, but the position of the Vilna Gaon and the position of the Balatanya as well was that Ashkenazim also shouldn't wear tefillin. So there are many Ashkenazim that don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. That's certainly the widespread or universal custom in Eretz Yisrael as well. Generally speaking, those who wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed remove them before Hallel. Though on the first day of Chol HaMoed, when we lane about the mitzvah of tefillin, many people who are wearing tefillin keep them on through the laning. The laning on Chol HaMoed is always from the Pesach sugyas, as it were, the Pesach parashiyot, themes to do with Yitziat Mitzrayim. Being Chol HaMoed, we call up four people, but we have two Sifrei Torah. What's notable about the Kriyat HaTorah on Pesach, Chol HaMoed Pesach, is even though we've got two Sifrei Torah, we don't have a Chatzi Kaddish between the Shlishi and the Revi'i. So usually the Maftilaining from Parashat Pinchas is in addition to the statutory number of Kruim, and therefore there's a Chatzi Kaddish. But on Chol HaMoed Pesach, there isn't that Chatzi Kaddish in between the laning. So you finish laning the Shlishi, you then put the Sefer Torah, second Sefer Torah, on the Bimah, and then you do Hagba and Glila on the first Sefer Torah and call up the fourth person for Revi'i. It's worth noting that nowhere in the Poskim does it say that all of the Kahal should call out Ka'ile as the Baal Kriya reaches that word in the laning. Then, of course, the other big noticeable difference about the tefillah on Chol HaMoed is, of course, that we have tefillah Musaf as well. Have to make sure that we say the correct korbanot. We don't want to be saying the pesukim for Yom Tov, but just the Pesach pesukim. And it's also worth, while we're talking about the Yom Tov Musaf, worth flagging up perhaps the most common error that people make in the Yom Tov Musaf is where we talk about Shalosh Pamei Regalenu. That's many times I've heard Baalei Tefillah say Shalosh Pamei Raglenu. That's the three times of our feet. Shalosh Pamei Regalenu is the three times of our foot festivals. And of course, there's a big difference there between the two. And it's important to say it correctly. Ad Kan Moadim L'Simcha.